All right, you're welcome to the Sunny Side. My name is Constance Mega. Someone said today is Holy Thursday and tomorrow is Good Friday. Sunday is Easter Sunday. What is Saturday actually? There has to be something for Saturday. I don't know what it is. But hey, welcome to the show. All right, so we will have a conversation. Of course, we'll be looking at something, whether religious or philosophical. However you choose to have this conversation with me, it will be fine. Okay, so we'll talk about, do you think you are good enough to make heaven? Have you ever even thought about that? Have you ever sat down and you're thinking to yourself, as I am right now, with the way I'm behaving, with the way I live my life, am I good enough to make heaven? Let's just leave it at that. All right, so we'll have that conversation. So welcome on board. Now, oftentimes we actually hear people, I have heard people say to others, you will not make heaven. You know, especially when the person has done something that this other person perceives as bad or hurtful. Now, recently, reading through some comments on social media and, of course, blogs, right, concerning the young doctor who died or who was killed in that Kaduna train attack and some other issues in the news, I could just see a lot of curses, you know, rained on the perpetrators. And even some people went as far as saying that heaven will reject those who carried out the evil and stuff like that. You know, it really got me thinking. The people who are raining such curses at others, what makes them think that they are qualified to make heaven? You know, that they are good enough? Because they are not the ones who went out to carry out that kind of act, that kind of evil on other people, then they are good enough to make heaven. And then another thing is, what even qualifies a person? What does it take to make heaven? But my question to you this afternoon is pretty simple. Do you, all right, do you think that you are good enough to make heaven? Yes or no? Why do you think so? All right, let's talk. The numbers are 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0002, and 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0003, or you can call 0817-923-0007. Do also send me messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. All right. You're welcome on board. Sunnyside, what's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Chris Muzoba.
All right, Chris, talk to me.
Yeah, the question you asked, I think me personally, I think I would. I was just keeping few things. I think the what there is that I think Jesus commanded love of God and love of neighbor. Those are the two commandments. So I feel once you keep to this, I don't think there's anything stopping you from making heaven. And me personally, I believe that's what's going to take me to heaven. So what I won't expect my neighbor to do to me, I won't do that to another person. So that's just the simple fact about it. And at times there is misconception about heaven and like it's a place, or heaven is actually a state. So that means when your physical body is actually gone, where your soul and your spirit is a state. There is no place like heaven. It's just a state where you have that internal peace and rest. So that's just those 2 points, love of God and neighbor. Those are the 2 things that can actually take you to heaven. Thank you.
So you're saying there is no place called heaven, but it's a state. Could you please just explain further?
There's no place. You can't say heaven is up or down or side or wherever. It's a state after you're gone.
Okay, so I'm going to pretend I understood what you said, but thank you. Okay, so my first caller says love for God and for your neighbor. And he thinks, yeah, I keep these things. I do this. I love my neighbor and I love God. So, yeah, that's enough to help me get to heaven. And he also says heaven is not a place. It's a state. No, it's not a place, it's a state. Okay, I can't explain that part. All right, that's what he said. Hello, welcome to Sunnyside. What's your name?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Yeah, I'm Mr. Colin Fajari.
All right. So talk to me. Do you think you are good enough to make heaven?
Yeah, of course.
Why do you think so?
Some of the life I live, I didn't live life to please human being. I live life to please God. And I live a practical life. I don't go into a hidden place and say things about someone. I will tell you face to face.
So whether the person is hurt by what you said to them face to face or not, all you just know is that you've told them.
I will construct it. You will even feel bad with you acting that way. You come in and attack me. I will give you the boldness to tell me the truth. Yeah, I will tell you that's how I roll. That's how I live my life.
Okay, so you think that you are good enough because you live a practical life and that's good enough for you to make heaven?
That is one of the criteria that boosts me that will make heaven.
Oh, that's one of the criteria. What are the other criteria, please?
The other criteria, I be myself. Just be yourself. Don't compete with person. Don't live your simple life. I don't compete with those material things. And most of all those things that kind of be provided to human being life. Is your mother making it? No, just be yourself, be who you are. I live a simple life. Don't compete with, don't rub shoulder with anybody. I think some of the criteria. No, it's not about going to church and every time. Just live a practical life in the street, in your house, in the country you are. I think it's one of those criteria that make me to make heaven. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Hello. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
Hello, I'm Mr. Todd. Yeah, let me start from what the first caller said about heaven is a state. Heaven is not a state, it's a place. Look at what Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 1, leading up to 5. You will see what Jesus said. Let your heart not be troubled. If you believe in God, believe also in me. I am going to prepare a place for you. When I finish, let me stop there. So that will be connected to what that guy said. But right now, somebody cannot say you make heaven or you will not make heaven.
Okay, hold on. Slow down a bit. My question is very simple. Hello, can you hear me?
Hello?
Okay, so let me repeat my question. My question is very personal. It's to you, all right? You're not speaking for any other person but for yourself. Do you think you are good enough now to make heaven?
You cannot decide whether you make heaven. When you look at how Jesus forgive a criminal in the cross of Calvary, that criminal, everybody have condemned him. Even himself don't know that he will make heaven. But just one statement he makes, Jesus said, well, today I will be with you in paradise. So when you think about these things, even if you're a righteous person now, any little mistake can disconnect you not to make heaven when Jesus will come.
Okay, you know you started off reading a Bible verse. Could you help me with a Bible verse where it says a simple mistake will cut you off?
If you look at that where I told you in the cross of Calvary, nobody believes. Even that person himself did not believe he will make heaven. But just as he repented on that minute, he make heaven. That's what I think that heaven is all about. Thank you. I remember that God.
All right, thank you. So he's not sure. He actually did not answer my question. My question is, you know, as direct as it is, do you think that you are good enough to make heaven? Hello, the Sunny Side.
Good afternoon to you. This is Mr. Zion. I'm calling you from Port Harcourt.
Good afternoon, Mr. Zion. You're welcome.
Yes, I am heaven worthy.
Why do you think so?
Because the book of Matthew itself has given me a guideline. There are some people that will inherit the earth. Some people will inherit the kingdom of God. So I am working for the kingdom of God and I have prepared myself ever ready and I am heaven worthy. When I shot some of those crosses, I became so afraid, and I purposefully restrained myself from them. I will never be a comedian, because they will never make the kingdom of God. It is there. Idolaters will never go there. Liars will never go there. Abusers will never go there. Thieves will never go there. Liars will never go there. It is all written. That is the kingdom of God. Jah creations are meant there, but there are restrictions. Sometimes ago, I told my family members, when I die, don't bury me. They thought I was joking.
What's the plan? What do you want them to do with the dead body?
They should cremate me, either in the foreign way, in our local way, but I wouldn't prefer them to cremate me in our local way, because I'm an African. Born of this soil, inherited by this soil, strategically located here. Even when Jesus had a problem, he ran back here. The scripture was written. So I don't want to be among those that they'll be looking for, will you still make heaven or not? No. Cremate me. Let me be free. So that when he comes, he will isolate me from these ones. These ones that have lied to cause problems. These ones that are not able to stand for the truth. These ones who are covetous people, adulterous people, liars in the society.
Okay.
People, see, the truth is this. The kingdom of God is not meat and bread. It takes you to work out your salvation. So when I check my life, I am heavenward. And whenever the trumpet blow or sound, or whenever the Lord says I should rest by closing my eyes, pray to heaven. Mr. Zion.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Zion. Okay. So remember, you can actually send your messages via WhatsApp to 0809-030-6416. Do you think you're good enough to make heaven? One of the callers said, well, you can't tell. Even the young man who was also hanging on the cross, on his own cross, while Christ was also being crucified, he didn't know he was going to make heaven. But then he said, remember me in paradise. And then Christ said, you will be there with me today. I'm paraphrasing, right? So he says, well, you can't really tell. Nobody can tell. Is that true? Seriously, is that true? I mean, if I cannot tell if I'm going to make heaven, does it not mean that Christianity is more like a gamble? Anyway, that question is actually for you, young man, who said nobody can tell if they can go to heaven or not. Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Sunny Side. What's your name?
My name is Charles, and I'm calling from Asinari.
All right.
First of all, I'm not making any heaven. And it is not to go to Sunny Side, because if I get there that day, I'll just lie down flat. Hello?
Okay, yes, you answered my question. You said you will not make heaven. And then if you get there, you will lie down flat. What are you saying? Hello, good afternoon.
Hey. My name is Bob Dennis, calling from South Samadhi.
All right, you're welcome. Please go on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go on.
Okay. The question. You're asking me. I myself, right?
Yeah, if you are good enough to make heaven.
Okay, the question is, I can't just answer yes or no, because somehow.
How is it somehow? It's English. Eh? I do not add French or German to it. Okay, yeah, I was going to say your line is breaking. Please do well to call me back. Hello, welcome to the Sunny Side. Oh, wow, that happened. Okay, so let's see what we have on Facebook. Lukako Drake says, heaven is not for everyone, and you must believe that there is heaven before you will get there. And grace will speak for some people, but I think I will surely make heaven for real. All right. Aha, Iwe Uchenna says, only if there is. So this is more like only if there is a heaven, right? Viviano Golo Calcane says, with all the sins in our body. Okay, honey, my question is not to, it's not for you to answer we. I'm saying we in your message. I'm not going to read that. Ndi Uzo Igwe says, yes, I do. Hello, welcome to the sunny side.
Thank you. I want to say I am good enough. I'm done enough for my
mouth. Okay, go on. Hello? All right, I don't know what just happened.
Hello?
Hello, welcome to the sunny side. Hello? What's your name?
Hello?
Good afternoon, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You didn't allow me to finish my talk then.
Okay, you're back.
Yeah, what I was saying is this. For me, I'm not making heaven. Unless God change the rules. Because if I go there that day, I will just lie down flat and tell him God, guilty as charged. And that is me to that question. Who is actually making heaven in Nigeria? With this title, who is the person? For all these money-making organizations, who call themselves church, and them be the people. See, come on, die your questions. They know the few answer them. Now God only the one be answer. Come on. You see, that day, for me, oh, I don't know about another person. I said, God, Father, I'm guilty and charged. Just treat me as you want me to be. Is he here? Even the woman selling orange is shortchanging you. Even the one in government is shortchanging you. In church, they are shortchanging
you. Okay, you are... Okay. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, back to what I'm saying, all right? My question is not for you to talk about every other person. Now, the idea for this conversation is for you to ask yourself the question. Now, someone even on Facebook has already said, only if there is. So for this person, whether it's a he or she, I don't know, doesn't believe that there is a heaven, first of all. So it's more like, I don't know. And then for another person, it's more like, yes, I'm sure I will make heaven. So first of all, this person believes that there is a heaven. All right. I mean, the two main religions in Nigeria, Christianity and Islam, you hear them talk about the Islams, you hear them talk about paradise. So they believe that there is a place that is far more better, a place that is much more better, a place that is beautiful. Yeah. So they believe there is a paradise, right? So whether you call it paradise or you call it heaven, back to my question. Do you think that you are good enough to make it to that place, heaven or paradise, whichever word you use? That is my question. I'm not asking you, are Nigerians good enough to make heaven? That's not my question. All right. So speak for yourself. Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Joshua from Rumagolu says, making heaven is a narrow mindset. The gift God gives is everlasting life. And according to the Bible, everlasting life would be enjoyed both in heaven and on earth. Psalms 37 verse 29 says, righteous ones will live forever on earth. And Matthew 5 verse 3 says, the kingdom of heaven belongs to some. Those to go to heaven would be co-rulers with Christ to rule over a majority of righteous ones on the earth. The criterion for both groups is stated in John 3:16, exercising faith in Jesus Christ, which means imitating Christ. Jesus Christ is God's appointed judge to determine who gets everlasting life. We can only make effort and strive to please God and hope we are judged favorably to gain everlasting life. So he started by saying making heaven is a narrow mindset. Interesting. Thank you for your message. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon, Auntie Constance.
Good afternoon. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Chimbroma.
All right, Chimbroma. So talk to me. Do you think you're good enough to make heaven?
Well, you just
why
by
do you
the
think
grace
so?
Of God. With the way I see myself now, I can't say 100%, but I will go by the grace of God. I will be there.
So what is the grace of God?
Yes, it's just God's grace. It's not by anyone's righteousness. He said, no righteous one, not even one.
Chimbroma.
Yes.
Thank you. You can hear me. So I've got your attention now. I'm asking you, what is the grace of God? You said you can make heaven by God's grace. I want to know what grace is.
grace is something that you never deserve, something you never merited. You just feel that mercy. I would say just grace is like a mercy. Somebody just considered you and then pardoned you. Even you look at the story of the armed robber, the two thieves that were crucified on the cross with him. The thief did not believe that he had never qualified to be there in that paradise. I don't know whether you understand my point. Hello?
I can hear you.
Yes, that very thief that said, so I should remember him in paradise. He never deserved to be there. So there is here after, according to the Bible. Say there is here, after here, there is another place. Whoever that is saying there is no heaven, there is no hell, the person is deceiving himself. People must give account of what they did in this life. That is gospel, and it must stand.
Okay. Thank you very much, Chimroma.
Chimroma. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, yeah, this.
Sorry, did you say Chris?
Yes, yes.
All right, Chris, go on.
Yeah, I was one that actually called earlier, and I talked about heaven being a state. What I meant by that is that no one can actually point is located at my three or my one. So that's the state. It's not... We, if being physical beings, we can't actually say it's located here or there. And again, I also called to correct a notion where I think someone's saying by the grace of God, no, you actually know if you're going to be there or not, because God's word, which is the scriptures, when you read and listen to them, there are those criteria there. So you yourself, you judge yourself personally, do I fit into this or not? Then you know yourself. It's not. And also the case of the thief on thief who was crucified is Jesus Christ. I mean, who said because someone stole he's not qualified to make heaven? You can't judge another person. It's only yourself you can actually judge. You can actually look at yourself. That's why I love how you personalize the question, if you can actually make heaven. So that's nobody should actually bring up that example of that thief and say the grace of God. Because you killed or doesn't mean you cannot make heaven. So the scriptures actually list those qualifications. So you read and you judge yourself personally if you're qualified to make heaven or not. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling back, Chris. Hello.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Kiani.
Okay. Did you say Henry?
Kiani.
Kiani. Welcome, Kiani. Yes. So, Kiani, do you think you're good enough to make heaven?
I have a question.
Oh, interesting. Let's hear your question.
Is there anywhere written or is any person promised that humans are going to inherit heaven? Hello?
That's your question?
Yes. Is there any place written or promise that humans are going to inherit heaven?
I don't know.
Okay, that should be the question now, because I've not seen such a place in the Bible. Also in the Bible, and there's no teaching that humans are going to inherit heaven. Rather, the Bible.
And my question wasn't if you think you're going to inherit heaven. That's not my question.
But when you ask the question if we're going to make heaven, what does that mean? It means somebody's going to inherit heaven, right?
Good. Okay. I think maybe we could start with what it means to make heaven, right?
Because if you say making heaven, someone has to inherit heaven to make heaven. That's what it means. But someone has to go to heaven. Is that not?
Okay.
Okay, so I'm asking, is there any promise that someone is actually going to go to heaven? Because many people believe in this. I think that's why you're asking the question.
Okay, and you do not believe in this?
Yes, there's no such thing that people are going to inherit heaven. It's no such thing.
So first of all, you do not believe there is a heaven?
No, I know there is a heaven. But whether humans are going to inherit heaven, I don't believe so.
Okay, so what do you believe about heaven?
I believe heaven, according to the Bible, is where God and the angels reside, having you dwell. Okay? It's not a place meant for humans. I think earth was created for humans to exist. And the Bible said that the earth is going to be reformed and everything will be made new and men are going to inherit it. So I don't see the that heaven stuff as something. I think people are just thinking.
Okay, so I'm talking about Earth being reformed. How do you think that's going to happen?
Okay, God is going to do it by himself. It's written that he's going to create a new heaven and a new earth. It's written in the Bible.
Why would he want to make a new heaven if heaven is where he lives right now?
Okay, the heaven is referring to, at that context, it's talking about the sky. Okay, the sky. We have the earth as where we live and dwell, and the sky. Okay, that's the heaven that is referred to. Not his own dwelling there.
Okay, so do you have an idea of what happens to a person after they die here on earth?
A person who dies, the Bible said he sleeps. He sleeps, that is, he's no longer conscious of himself. He's dead. He can no longer be conscious of the things around himself. So he's sleeping according to the Bible's own language. And according to the Bible, there's going to be a resurrection. That means the person is going to resurrect and face his judgment. That's what the Bible said. And if it's in favor of God, he's going to inherit everlasting life. And if he's not in favor of God, he's going to go back to destruction, final death. That's what the Bible said.
If he's in the favor of God, he's going to have everlasting life. So how is he going to have this everlasting life?
That is, if the person is obeying God's instruction, the person would have that grace to inherit an everlasting life. Only on obedience.
Sorry, what obedience? I think I lost you there. What obedience are you referring to?
Obedience as in the commandments of God, instructions of God given to us to follow, to practice.
Okay. Can you give me two examples of these instructions of God?
Do not covet against your neighbor's wife. Do not covet against your neighbor. Do not steal. Do not tell lies. Do not, there are so many instructions. Keep the Sabbath. Do this. There are so many instructions.
Okay, so we need to keep those instructions.
Those instructions, yes.
But that's what it takes for someone to be in God's favor and have everlasting life.
Yes, yes. That's what the Bible taught.
Interesting. Thank you very much for calling.
All right.
Okay, so I'm looking at another message here. It says, good afternoon, Constance. My name is John Rola from Chuba. I believe I can inherit God's kingdom because it's stated in Matthew 11. What am I supposed to do with this? Start reading the whole of Matthew 11. Come on, don't do me like this. All right, at least help me out here. If you're going to put up a scripture or a Bible verse, put up everything. Thank you. Well, all creations are spirit, but made into material existence by the Almighty. In that sense, spirits are from God, and we are spirit beings having human existence on earth. As such, our final abode is where God resides, heaven. Daggy. We'll wrap up this conversation.